Now, if you've been to a music festival, you've probably seen the sea of debris left behind at the end. Perhaps you've contributed to it. Every summer, thousands of tents are dumped at festivals by people who, frankly, can't be bothered to pack them up and take them home. The Isle of Wight festival organisers estimate that there were 12,000, yes, 12,000 tents abandoned there last year. Jonathan Holmes asked people in central London whether, after a festival, they take their tents home.
Well, yeah, we have to. You know, it's obviously full of mud at that stage of the game, but one brings one of those waterproof casings that you can roll it all up and probably have to do a good clean-up once you're home, but the mud goes into the bag before home.
I take mine back. I've had mine for, like, 4 years. It's a good quality tent. Yeah, I wouldn't leave it behind. People who tend to leave the tents, it's just a massive mess, and it's just a massive hassle to clear up. It's really bad for the environment.
I'd bring a pop-up single tent, so it doesn't take that much effort. Just quickly pop it up, leave it at the festival, and no harm done.
And why do you leave your tent at the festival?
Because it's probably all muddy, grotty, and probably don't want to take it back.
What do you think happens to it once you're gone?
Probably, unfortunately, people have to clean it up, but I guess that's part of the fun of the festival.
I think festivals can be very, very wasteful in terms of leaving things behind. I think, especially, I mean, I don't go to Reading anymore precisely for that reason. There's this tradition there of burning your tent afterwards, and I think that's really, like, it's just horrible, really not on.
I tend to bring just a cheap tent to festival. You can leave it at the end.
Why do you leave your tent at the end?
The reason I tend to leave a tent behind is just because a lot of the festivals I go to are in mainland Europe, so you can't bring them back on a plane or transport. It's just a lot more hassle and money when you're trying to get all the way back to the UK.
We tend not to leave anything behind. Yeah. We're quite good for that.
We take everything. It is quite surprising as what is left behind.
Yeah, I mean, so people just leave the tents, sleeping bags, everything. But no, everything. We take home anyway.
Yeah, because then you take it to the next one.
Well, now we have a Love Your Tent campaign, which hopes to inspire people to invest in good quality tents that they will treasure and therefore not leave behind. Six Music presenter Nimone Metaxas is heading the campaign. Hi, Nimone.
Hi, Julian.
I can't believe the scale of this. 12,000 at the Isle of Wight?
It's incredible, isn't it? That's one in six people at the festival. When you've been to one of these festivals and you see the amount of people there, it's an incredible number. And if you look afterwards, if you've ever been sort of on the Monday morning waking up and seeing the debris that's lying around, and you think, well, hang on, where are the owners of these things? They've just left them there.
And they assume, obviously, that somebody else will clear them up, but also perhaps that they'll go somewhere useful. Is that the assumption?
Well, I think it is. I don't know whether they assume someone else is going to clear it up. I think that might not even be in their head. But there's definitely a myth that people think that perhaps charities use these tents and they can be sent further afield and have another life. But, I mean, in the experience of the Love Your Tent campaign, the discarded tents really can't be used in the sort of disaster zones because they're not durable enough.
Mm.
And actually, when you think about the logistics involved in getting the tent from the festival field to a disaster zone, it really makes it untenable in costs and clear-up costs. And for the charities as well.
Right, so that is a myth. One of the other points, I suppose, which this is trying to raise, is that are you effectively saying to those who are selling and marketing very cheap tents, the kind that you might think, oh, I really can't be bothered to fold this up and clean it afterwards, you'd rather that didn't happen?
I guess that really the campaign organisers want people to sort of look after something so it is reusable again and again. I mean, I know what it's like. You get home from a festival, and actually I've sort of taken the view to borrow somebody's tent when I've been to a festival. I've done that a couple of times, and you get home from it and you think, right, I'm just going to leave that there to one side and clean it up in a minute, and 4 weeks later it's still there. But actually, if you do clean it up fairly soon after you arrive back, then it is perfectly reusable again, and then you come away from this sort of dumping it and it getting left behind for somebody else to deal with.
Nimone, thanks a lot for coming on. You can find out more about the Love Your Tent campaign on their Facebook page if you love your tent or you've left it behind. Email us via the You and Yours webpage. Text on 84844.